Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Although the offense was led by a rookie at every skill position, the defense and special teams also featured youth in many key areas. Let's send it back over to Jim Donovan, Vic Carucci, and Doug Deacon as they continue to break down the performance of this year's 2012 rookie class.
Snap back. Dalton's got it. Dalton in the pocket. He got hit. That's a loose ball. Fumble. Billy Wynn's got it. Billy Wynn's running free. Big man running loose.
All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball because the Browns wanted to add depth on their defensive front line. And boy, did they ever. I mean, they got Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker in free agency. But then they hit in the draft on a little bit of a controversial pick. A lot of people felt they reached for John Hughes, the defensive lineman from Cincinnati, when they went and got him in the third round. They were confident of the pick, and I can see why. He played well.
Yeah, I think they felt that New Orleans was going to take him in the next pick. I think New Orleans followed him. But, you know, you sit there and you say, well, this is what the guy did in college, and he didn't really translate to the pro game. But what he is, he's a good, solid player. And the NFL now has become a game of rotation. And if you have to have a rotation. It started with Butch Davis when he was with Dallas. But when you get that rotation, you get the fresh bodies out there, all of a sudden Phil Taylor becomes better.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you know, Ataba Rubin becomes better.
Yeah. And it was really a fortuitous pick. I mean, you make that move and you lose Phil Taylor for the first eight games of the season. Where would the Browns have been? I know it wasn't the season they wanted in terms of total wins, but I think that defense prospered because you were able to see the youth of, you know, John Hughes, of Billy Wynn come in there while Phil Taylor was hurt.
So let's talk about Billy Wynn. Sixth-round draft choice, came out of a good program at Boise State. Always a really intriguing player. Because we saw later in the year, he can play defensive end. We saw in the course in the beginning of the year, he was very good inside. He's got great quickness. I mean, he was a big find for them in the sixth round.
Well, he's not only a big find, but he has an attitude. You know, I talked to him after the last Pittsburgh game. We were talking about the fights, and he says, hey, we're not going to take any crud off all of those guys, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you need. When you get your defensive lineman, you got to have some people with a little attitude up there. And he brings that. And he's a great, great athlete. I watch him in the warm-ups before the game. He's out there catching balls with one hand. And if you get an athletic guy, he can transition from the defensive tackle to the defensive end.
Did he really say crud?
No.
He was a really nice find for them.
A great find, and I think he's only going to get better. Good instincts, always tries to be around the ball in every possible way. As Doug mentioned, tough, but also I see a guy who plays with a lot of enthusiasm. It's infectious to the rest of the line.
Now, they also ended up, and they really needed this, they needed help at linebacker. Chris Gokong was out. Scott Fujita was dealing with the impending suspension and some injuries, too. They found Craig Robertson. They found L.J. Fort. They drafted James Michael Johnson. These kids played a lot. And, boy, in Robertson, a player, Vic, that really played a lot. He played very, very well.
Very impressive to see this guy come in as an undrafted free agent. And all he did was make plays. I mean, every single game, virtually, you could count on Craig Robertson to do something special.
It handcuffed the defense in some ways because you had two young kids. Had you had Gokong and Fujita, all the adjustments could have been made. But what you did do is you upgraded your special teams, which became, I think, tops in the league in kickoffs. And they held their own when they were out there.
Yeah, they really did. Well, that's a look at the youth of the Browns, and it was exciting to watch, and it makes the future of the Browns look very, very good. Jameer, when we come back, the guys and I will reflect back on some of our favorite moments from the 2012 season.
Thanks, Jim. In total, the Browns' 2012 rookie class was responsible for breaking and establishing 12 new rookie records this season. Browns fans, stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll send it back to the stadium to hear Jim Donovan and the guys talk about their favorite plays of 2012.
Here he goes! Touchdown! Trent Richardson!